This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The State Health Department is losing a leader of its coronavirus response. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Sarah Thunberg, a tech entrepreneur with a public health background, she was recruited early on to help scale up testing and contact tracing.
And that is incredibly fulfilling and so amazing. No, I had no idea what it would be like. I've just been along for the ride trying to do my best.
She says it was a natural time to leave as the state focuses on vaccine delivery. Thunberg was well respected. Randy Evitz is the public health director for Pueblo County.
I think she's done an incredible job of building testing capacity for our state.
And he said it was sad that she was leaving. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado grew by about 50,000 people over the last year. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Denver Business Journal reports that's the 12th highest growth rate in the country. The report says Colorado is outpacing overall population growth in the U.S., which is at the lowest in 120 years. Areas like the West and the South gained, while more populous states in the Northeast and California lost. Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, and Utah are the biggest yearly gainers. New York is the biggest loser, with a drop of 126,000 people. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, a bipartisan group of lawmakers spent 2 years examining how to make Congress work better. A Democrat and a Republican who led the effort discussed their findings and their views of the new Congress in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. The holidays usually mean big celebrations. More of Colorado's Latinx communities turn to trusted community leaders for guidance when making plans during the pandemic.
Yeah, so this year we're definitely going to stay at home. We're going to not go with like the rest of our family like we usually would.
The state wants to make sure its response to COVID-19 does not leave behind communities of color. CPR's John Daly has our story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 32 degrees in Denver, it's 35 in Colorado Springs, 23 for Vail, 32 in Grand Junction, and 45 degrees in Pueblo. This is CPR News.